This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. Three stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, Bob Boylan here. This concert's part of our Tiny Desk Home Concert Series. We started it back in mid-March of 2020 when we couldn't record concerts at my desk at NPR due to the pandemic. You can watch this concert at npr.org or on the NPR Music YouTube channel. Enjoy.
If you ever go to St. Augustine, there's a chapel bell that chimes out the hours, and the garden wall by the iron gate, you can hear the bees humming in the wildflowers. And if you see a girl brighter than all of the lights in Rome, tell her summer's day, she was walking by, and I felt my heart make a sudden leap. That was all she wrote. I tried to speak, but I could never start. So if you see that girl brighter than all of the lights in Rome, tell her that nothing holds a candle, and to find her, I've looked high and low, high and low.
Hey everybody, it's Daniel. I'm here in my studio in Nashville. It's a garage out behind my house. I feel very lucky to have this space and to have music to work on during this time. It's really my North Star, you know. Music is an island of an oasis of calm and peace for me, and something to focus myself on because my thoughts start to spiral, and it seems like, you know, we're just never going to figure out how to navigate all these changes, but we will. And the truth is, I hope at this time next year, we're looking at a different picture of where this country is headed. My heart goes out to anybody that's suffering right now, and I wish you peace and some relief. And Bert, I just want to say, man, it's such an honor to work on music with you. You're a wonderful teacher, wonderful collaborator, and a beautiful, soulful human being. And I'm so grateful to be friends with you and to work on music with you. And yeah, Andy Warhol, I got the soup can on my shirt here. And when I was reading The Philosophy of Andy Warhol the other night, and he said that, you know, the majority of the world's problems can be solved by work, which is a simplistic statement, but I think he's talking about the work of the artist and devoting yourself back to your craft when you're on rocky seas, you know. And musicians, for better or for worse, you know, people listen to our ideas because they're put to music, so they become sort of supercharged by that. So I'm grateful to have a job where the idea is sort of a philosophical one, where you're putting concepts out there to music that people can get stuck in their head. And it's a good thing when you get the right concept stuck in your head, such as compassion and love and peace and empathy and community and multicultural awareness and appreciation and diversity and all these things. They're all in the music. You can feel that connection. So I'm sending love to everybody. And Bert, love to you and the family, man. And let's keep working on songs on here. And I hope everybody's staying safe. And let's talk, man. Let's talk about what kind of country we want to have. All right. Stay safe. Bye.
It was a cold night. The stars, they were just right. You would have liked it. In the party lights glow, the band was playing low. You would have liked it. It was all that I could do not to think of you. Remember wondering where you are tonight. And if you're missing me, I wonder, are you still under the same blue umbrella? Do you still wear the same coat? Living
to be in my home, in my house here in LA at this time when this lockdown happened. We were supposed to be on tour when the pandemic hit. So we've written this album and finished it and recorded it in Nashville. Daniel, myself, miss being in a recording studio, yeah. I miss seeing friends, I miss going. Don't miss going out so much. I've been out exactly one night for dinner at a friend's house where we went, my wife and myself, we went very carefully. I'm grateful for the chance to still keep writing with Daniel, even though we're doing it by phone. And I think you can do that when you know somebody. And we know, so it's easy between us. You can leave any trace of nervousness or unsureness or ego at the door, you know. It's okay to wear a mask. You're not proving anything walking around without a mask. like some kind of hero. You're not. The heroes are, you know where the heroes are. And they're all wearing masks and they're all working in hospitals and helping people get better. I don't call them friends as much as I should call my friends. I don't know why. Maybe because it's not the greatest contact, you know. I need to look at somebody and have a conversation with them. Anyway, I'm glad to be alive. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be making music. And that has kept me grounded. A place to go to the piano, that's like home base. A lot of gratitude. And have that as a constant. Stay safe.
Pro-Palestinian protests have popped up on college campuses across the country. But from the eyes of students, what are we missing?
From the outside, these protests are painted as really violent when that couldn't be further from the truth.
I'm Brittany Luce, host of NPR's It's Been a Minute, and I'm inviting you to hear from student journalists who see what the rest of us cannot. On It's Been a Minute from NPR.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Jasmine Morris here from the StoryCorps podcast. Our latest season is called My Way, stories of people who found a rhythm all their own and marched to it throughout their lives. Consequences and other people's opinions be damned. You won't believe the courage and audacity in these stories. Hear them on the StoryCorps podcast from NPR.